Hi, this is Mary from Family First.
Hi, Mary. This is Ebony Johnson. I'm calling about my client, my brother William Johnson.
Yes.
He's home from the hospital. He's doing good. I wanted to know, what was the protocol as far as me applying for more hours?
Okay, so, well, I can do that. I can, you know, let our team know that you're available in order to, you know, work. I imagine you will be working in the morning, right? I imagine you will be working in the mornings.
Well, just like so he could, well, I don't work on the weekends. I wanted to know if I could extend the hours until working on the weekends with him because now that he's home and with the pacemaker and stuff, he needs more help.
Okay, you mean like William getting
like
more
adding,
hours.
Like, can he get more service hours yet? Like, how do I add
okay.
How do I go about getting
right.
more hours?
Right. So there's two ways to do it. The first one is to have a meeting with the service coordinator while she does the assessment and checks if he needs more hours. If she believes he does or if he believes he does, I don't know if the service coordinator is. I think it's a man, yeah. If he believes that William needs more time, they will send us a new authorization with the new hours. And if not, you could also talk with his primary doctor to check if they're able to give the insurance an authorization requesting more hours. Those are the only ways.
Okay. Do you have the number to the service coordinator?
Let me see. Well, I have his name, but I don't know if this number is like a direct line or the, you know, general line, but I do have a number here.
Okay. Can I have it in his name?
Sure. His name is Michael Mayers.
Okay.
And
you said Michael what?
Mayers.
What the thing is? Okay, Michael Major, and the phone number is?
Is 833-280-8508.
Yes, okay, I have it.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
All right, sure, no problem. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.